Okay, Steepies, you know, Crystal, I am not one to get off on a rant. But seriously, how on earth could Scott choose Omar Flat Fanny for a trip to the grinding gazebo? Kip is right there. They're funny and they're so perfect for Scott. Remember when Johnny dumped the wine on Kip and Kip was all like, wow, nice tannins, and everybody laughed and laughed? That is what Scott needs. Can you just imagine the couple names? Scott, Kip? Kip Scott, or something else, whatever. There is still time for us Kipsters to get the ending we deserve, because we never know when to stop dreaming.
So quiet lately in the nights and in the mornings and in cyber night, the time between the night and the mornings.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase. This is a world of my own creation that I let my brothers and my dad dabble in. To bring everyone up to speed, in case you forgot, Emmerich was just handed a golden musical note.
He's going to get busy.
He's going to get busy in the grinding gazebo.
Hmm?
Yep.
Get ready to roleplay it.
Get ready to RP that scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg. Hey, everybody, that is we're going to cut there. That was fantastic. Everyone, you got a little time to get yourselves straightened up for the evening. Emmerich, you want to clean your gooch or anything? Whatever you need to do to prepare yourself for Scott's loving. That'll be just fine. And we'll catch y'all here in a little bit. Got a little free time till then. Enjoy the crafty. Make sure you tank out a few brews, if that's your thing. I know some of you don't partake, but kind of thought you guys would be walking away by now, but everybody's just kind of standing here staring at me. I don't really have much else to say.
Greg, just checking in. Johnny Shrimp Toast here.
Thank God.
You feel good about what I'm kind of bringing so far?
Yeah, not a huge impress yet. Johnny.
What? Now, hold on, Justin. Johnny Shrimp Toast locked a dude in the bathroom, put deli meat in Schlebethany's purse, and had a wine fight with was it Kip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Kip had a wine fight.
And I haven't made an impression yet?
Johnny Shrimp Toast. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong clipboard. Yeah, you're a wild man, and we're loving it.
Excellent.
Up here in the booth, you just keep that zaniness cranked up to 11. Kip, are you doing okay? Yeah, absolutely. It was a pretty good wine fight, I gotta say. Pound it.
Yeah, pound.
All right, didn't leave Kip hanging. That's good. You get
Even after a heated and in many ways chilled wine fight. Oh, thank God we didn't use mulled wine. That would have been disastrous. Can you imagine?
I want to pull Emmerich and Beef aside just to kind of have a quick a quick chat before
a little
things
palaver.
Get steamy. A quick
be quick. We got something else to do, so hurry up.
Sure.
Is the something else to do the rest of the episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Emmerich, I am amazed at how well you handled that. You have a gift for I would say clumsy seduction, but it seems to have worked. So you definitely did say all the stuff about being obsessed. That mm-hmm. I do believe, Beef, we did advise him against that, yes?
Yeah. Okay. If I remember correctly, we explicitly
We explicitly predicted that that would, yes. But you know what? It all came out in the wash. Are you feeling ready?
No. No?
Great.
No. I don't know what a goosh is.
It gooch oh, with a hard gooch. CH. But
A grundle.
Yes, right? The taint. Because it... You
There's
know.
So many wonderful names for this part of the body.
You get it. Now, listen, you don't...
I don't get it.
Emmerich, you don't have to worry about it. Once you get into the grinding gazebo, there's no cameras in there, right? So that's your chance to do some hard light magic, whatever it is that you do. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Montrose, if you can get the guitar, right? You spotted that, right?
Oh, sure. I've got that.
I'll see if I can go into the trailer to do like a, listen, I've got some big ideas about direction to take my villain arc or whatever, and see if I can like turn off cameras and stuff so we can get, you know, and get out, make this a clean break, see if we can get this one to actually like end as smooth as it's begun for the first time in our criminal career.
I love that. There is one loose string, and that is, what is a member of the Dentonic royal family doing here? I find it curious, and by curious I mean horrifying, that apparently the Dentonic Corporation has the ability to create cyber clones of actual human beings. This technology, I do not think, is public knowledge.
Yes.
The fact that they are using it on a romantic television broadcast is shocking to me, but I have a feeling like this heist we are currently on is more than just a favor we are doing for a big cat man, and instead could be a chance to, I don't know, whistleblow? Or, and by whistleblow, I do mean blackmail.
Yeah.
Something along... Okay, I just wanted to make sure that... our heads were in the right, same place here.
As long as we're listing off things that are kind of, like, freaking our bean, it also occurs to me, we're just kind of taking Stimson's word at this point.
Yes.
That he is the real Scott Boldflex, and that this is a fake one, and that this isn't, you know, a real kidnapping.
Yes.
I will say, though, Montrose did check him. For if you'll remember, Montrose can tell when someone's lying to him, an ability I still don't know how is fair, you know, as somebody is the game master here, but yeah.
But that was say that Stimson thought what he was saying was
okay,
the truth.
Yeah, it's true. I just want to give the context.
Have we, Emmerich, have we confirmed, like, with your hard light Spidey sense, have you... like checked Scott?
I had a very brief encounter in which I began to calibrate, but I have not had the opportunity to spend some up close and personal time with him, and now I am absolutely terrified that I am going to be spending some up close and personal time with him.
My friend, you do not have to do anything you are uncomfortable with, obviously.
But then, I'm
you don't have to do anything you're comfortable with. Just get in there. There's no cameras. You don't have to do anything.
But he will be there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do to fend him off while I am...
You have a thing that shoots out lightning.
Yeah, man, you collapse him into a little marble or whatever it is you do.
Now listen, okay, if you get freaked out in there, if things go south, just like, say, pastrami, right? And that will be the code word that you need Montrose and I to, like, come crashing in, right?
Well, here, a second choice. What if I say the word pastrami and then you jump on and tell me what to say? Just speak the words in my ear.
You don't have to seduce. I can't stress this enough, Emmerich. Once you get inside, there's no cameras. You don't have to continue the seduction in any way whatsoever. Once you get inside the room, there are no cameras. You do not have to keep this ruse up.
And if I get in there and determine that he is not actually the hard light projection that I am interested in, what do I do?
Fucking leave, my man.
Leave, dude.
This is not Prison Island. That is a different reality show.
Oh. All right. All right. So if I get in trouble, just yell salami and you guys...
Pastrami. But pastrami. I will tell you, Imric, if you yell salami, I'm probably going to come in there anyway.
Yeah, frankly, if you yell any deli meat... In a panicked way. Frankly, we're listening. So if you say, if you start to sound more panicked than normal.
Yes.
Okay.
But try to hold off on that until it's actually a problem. Like if he says, hey, how's it going? Don't let that freak you out, okay?
Oh, will he ask me that?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. All right. Deli meat. This is a very deli meat heavy episode.
Sure is.
That's what happens when you hang out at Crafty a lot.
All right, I will do you proud.
No, do him proud.
And then you notice standing like 6 feet away, not close enough to listen to anything you're saying, just sort of staring at you, is Shla Bethany. And she says, "Are you tired, puppets coming or what?" And then she walks like through you. And just starts walking.
Yeah.
I will follow you through hellfire. Wait,
yeah, whatever you say, bestie.
Wait, no.
No, Imric, you...
Imric, you got this.
Yeah,
you
should walked through us?
No, like, Dad.
Okay.
Like, she's not a ghost, Clint.
No, man. No, like...
She walked between us.
Like, between you. There, that I would can't be a say fucking between because cool. there's three, right? Yeah. So it's through.
She wove her way around
yeah,
us.
She did it. Slalomed. She pushed past you guys.
She slalomed through the three of us.
Emmerich is on high alert, you guys.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, it sounds like Clint is on high alert.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. So Bethany's walking. Is everybody following?
Okay. Does Emmerich need to get ready? Like, is he going straight there?
Everybody should stick together, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I just did a quick pity bath.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's ever been said before. Okay. So Bethany's walking. She doesn't go very far, maybe 100 yards away. And there's a palm tree that's just sort of at the edge where the sand starts to meet the grass. And she walks over and she's like, okay. No, it's around here. And she's like touching the edge of the tree. Hold on one sec. Fuck. Okay. And then she lifts up one Ugg boot and kicks the tree square in the middle. And the tree just sort of leans back, but then about 5 feet of a circular, 5 foot circle underneath the tree also tilts back, revealing a ladder.
Bethany, what's...
Come on.
Are you a mole person?
Bethany starts climbing down the ladder.
Well, I'm not going to not follow, right?
Yeah, we did say the thing about through hellfire, but this is... God, my curiosity will be the end of me. I am feeling reckless. Let's go. I climb right in there.
It's not... Emmerich? Yeah, you're coming too, right? Yes, good.
Yes.
It's not, you recognize it instantly. It's not the buttercream you've come to know, but it is the buttercream. Yeah, so my name's Shoebox, and I do, like, crimes and stuff. So
I knew it.
I knew you gotta do, like, you gotta chill. So here, but you gotta make it fast, okay? And then she takes four... She takes four sweets represented by these sort of like chits, like plastic, probably 3x3. And she just throws them at you guys. There's the money. Greg told me to give it to you. There's your payback. Nobody knows anything, so you didn't get any heat. So that's a choice.
What?
Entanglements. No, you're good. Does anybody need to chill?
Shlebethany, I am so confused.
What?
What is happening
fucking
right now?
Hell. Okay. My name's Shoebox. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, I hate the word. I hate saying it, but creamy. Like crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So Gravel asked me to show you guys where the buttercream entrance was. So I did it. Even though I have to talk to you, fucking turd puppets for
Okay.
For more than 3 seconds.
Why did you just hand us four? Yeah, why
Sorry,
did you
I'm
just...
allergic. 1 sec.
Let her do her thing.
Okay, what?
Okay. Why did you just hand us 4 sweets?
Why did you just... Because that's your payoff for the score you just did.
And what score was that?
Okay, Trav, you don't remember. There's prize money attached to the person who won the golden note that Greg mentioned.
Oh, right.
So I remember that. I don't know why she is the one. Why are you the one
distributing? Greg asked me to give it to you. Here.
Why wouldn't Greg just give it to us himself?
Because Greg's busy. And Greg loves me, and I asked him to, so I'd have an excuse to talk to you, idiots.
But what's your angle here? What crime are you perpetrating?
Greg,
what are you
doing? Greg asked me to show you where the entrance was, so I did it. What do you want?
Shoebox. Just for like 2 seconds.
Please, call me Shlebethany. I'm in character.
Okay. So, Shlebethany.
Yeah.
Why are you here? Gravel told you, got it. That's why we're here right now in this second. Why are you here at Passions Cove?
Oh! I understand. Sorry. Sometimes when your voice makes the sound, you know the sound it makes where it makes you want to scream?
Is that when I'm talking?
It's painful to hear when your voice makes that sound.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just can't listen anymore and I kind of space out.
Yeah, you're a real fun character.
I'm here to steal shit.
Oh.
Like, there's expensive stuff in the house and I just kind of came to steal it. Steal some of it.
Well, I'm glad you told us that. We can work together on this.
I'd rather not.
Okay, that is fine as well. That's an option.
Doing your downtime activities.
But wait.
What?
You've been on Passions Cove longer than we have.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware that Kenshel Denton is in attendance?
Yeah, who wants to dry hump Kenshel Denton? They're filming it next door.
Now, hold on. Are you asking us if we want to go dry hump, or is that the name of the show?
That was a very confusing sentence.
Sorry, right. That's the name of the show. Who wants to dry hump Kenshel Denton?
But isn't Kenshel Denton married?
No. His wedding fell apart because you guys ruined it.
Oh, that seems so petty. Then we did him a favor, frankly.
Some of us knew it wasn't going to work out. You could tell. Look at this photo. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. It's here. No. It's back. Look at this with the two of them. That's Lizbeth and Kenshel. You can tell, right?
Oh, yeah. She's leaning away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she's leaning away. Language. Yeah, the lines, they're...
Okay, so I'm going to go. This is all I agree to do. I got to go. Bye.
Are we in the buttercream right now?
Yes. What? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's why I said that you're in the buttercream. Earlier when I said that...
That we're in the buttercream.
The buttercream is not... the one static because there's layers between all the layers, eh?
Okay.
So it's not your buttercream, by which I mean the buttercream that you've been in to this point, but it is the sort of like layer between layers.
Well, then it seems we have an extraction point, which is nice
mm-hmm.
that we have that going for us.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really going to do downtime activities?
Yeah, this is the reason Shlebethany was here was to have a quick excuse for you guys to do the downtime activities that follow a score. Shlebethany was hurrying you through it as a sort of gift to me, her creator.
So that you can keep her around more. Got it.
Right. So there's no heat. You got your payoff. There's no entanglements. Downtime activities.
We are still, though, on the job of...
So do you remember in the last arc when there was like...
Yes.
A sub score. And then the main score?
Okay.
That's kind of,
Got it.
Beef, do you have any thoughts? I know I kind of sprung this on you, and I do want to keep this quick. So nuts and bolts, but that you after a score, it is kind of imbalanced to not give you all a chance to recover stress or whatever you may want to do.
My stress is still pretty low. I'm going to keep training in resolve, go through my exercises that Dale Carnegie's great-great-grandson or whatever gave me.
Mm-hmm.
To add another point in resolve.
Okay.
And then, what are the other downtime? Train, indulge vice. Yeah, you know what? As long as, because I still have my boo-boo on my arm, but it's not really getting in the way, so I can hold on to that. And I don't really want to do a long-term project, so I guess I will. You know what?
No. I don't know.
Can I acquire an asset of Schlebethany?
I think that she would probably not go with that because she's already sort of working on her own thing right now. Mm-hmm. At a later point, I think you could definitely do that. But she's kind of on this job right now.
Oh, please do. I love her.
I will at a later project. Of course. Of course. We all love Schlebethany. I'm going to indulge my vice then. Yeah. Are there other people here in this flavor of buttercream?
Yeah. It's not unlike the way I imagine the buttercream, and I guess everybody can imagine it differently, but you know, like when you see space movie where the ship is like, it's not supposed to be glamorous, it's supposed to be like space miners or something. Yeah. And like the walls between the bunks and stuff are really just sort of like sheeting hung from the ceiling. It's sort of like that. Like people have, or like kind of the vibe of like a bazaar, you know, with like different stalls or whatever. So there's some of those, but it's all sort of like makeshift. But there's like, it's vibrant. You know what I mean? There's life here. There's people going about their business.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm going to.
A lot of reclaimed lighting too, stuff that they've like found. An old-timey lamppost that got decommissioned here and some unused Christmas lights over here, that kind of deal.
Sick.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Hey, Justin?
Yeah.
You're painting a beautiful word picture.
Yeah, I'm thanks,
really
man.
Are.
I can never remember what I've gotten out of my head.
That's okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I forget. It's hard to keep track of. Okay.
But, hey, it's beautiful. I'm going to go to the local gambler's kiosk. And I'm going to put in a bet on the outcome of this season of Passion's Cove.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to put, listen, I'm going to take the long odds, Jehala Wilkes.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but listen, big payoff if it works out. You know what I mean? The odds that Jehala Wilkes married, if I remember, sextagenarian. But I'm really pulling for her. I think she's there for the right reasons, which is that she likes being on dating shows.
It's as right a reason as you can.
Yeah, it's not a bad reason, I'll think.
So I'm going to put some money down for her.
All right.
Boy, I sure hope you don't get banned from dating shows for life.
Yeah, that's true, Trav.
Why not?
Well, it happened to Pete Rose, friend.
exactly analogous situation.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Now... Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I do run the risk of overindulgence.
Yeah, go ahead. No, risk it.
Okay. So I roll a d6 and reduce by that much, right?
When you recover, you're recovering or you're...
No,
you're reducing stress.
Okay.
The effectiveness of your indulgence depends on your character's worst attribute rating.
Did you overindulge?
No, not yet. So my worst attribute, is insight, because I only have 1 point in that, right?
Yep. So roll one die.
Boop. Oh, one.
Hey, you didn't overindulge.
Didn't? Yeah, that's for sure.
That's true. No worries there. So clear one stress.
And that's my downtime activities.
I would like to take a downtime activity. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and we need to add those 4 sweets, don't we?
Yeah.
Should we just each take one and then put one in the team stash?
Do we have room in the team stash?
Oh, maybe. Maybe not.
Team stash is currently holding 4 coins, so no.
Okay, I have room to take 2.
Okay, you take 2. I trust you. I want to explore this new layer of the buttercream, and in doing so, sort of check out the familiar connective tissue between this layer and the one surrounding it to further my layer nav project.
Oh, cool.
I guess maybe now that I know that there's like more buttercreams with different layers, maybe it's like... Maybe it's less about the a scaling of walls Spider-Man style, and more of like, if there's entrances to different buttercreams all over the place, maybe it's just a question of like knowing where they are and how to get to them.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly seems more, having the sort of knowledge that Shlebethany just shared with you, you know, being able to get that artificially could help you create an easier way of getting between.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just clambering all over this layer of the buttercream looking for that connective tissue.
It's interesting, as you're looking through, you notice that the buttercream, you don't know Passion's Cove super well, but you can see some of the areas where you can almost get a sense of the geography, right? Like in the lagoon, you know the approximate area because you're pretty close to it when you go down where the lagoon is, and that's just like a column of water, like almost like an aquarium below, okay. So you can see into it. But like what you're realizing is it's sort of you can sort of get a sense of where you're at because it matches the geography above you.
Okay. So is this finesse? Is I think what we did last time just for all the climbing? Okay. Just a straight up and down finesse roll. Two, six, two. That's a six.
Good job.
That is wonderful. So that's
six.
What's that?
Six. Well, how many segments are clear?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Long-term project on a six. It's three ticks.
Wow. Good job, Griff. Almost there.
Oh, that's annoying that there's one tick left. I'm just going to spend a coin to enhance the result.
Okay.
Or a suite to enhance the result. Because I don't want to spend an action to fill one thing on the pie chart later. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then I want to finish this Lair Nav project.
Okay. I will clear it. You mark your coin that you've spent.
I have done so. So... long-term projects, based on the goal of the project, the GM can tell you the clocks in order to work on a project, et cetera, et cetera.
What are you trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, I guess there's nothing specific about, once that's accomplished, you can start a new project. No, okay. Yeah, so there's no, like, specific language on what this means sort of mechanically. I guess it's going to be mostly narrative, but now I think just, like, I know how to find the holes.
Yeah, whatever Shlebethany was looking for, and, you know, it helped. I think that it really put you over the top, you know, that seeing what Shlebethany did, whatever yeah. she was looking for, I think you have learned how to look for.
Okay. I'm going to have to write a note about this on my character sheet or I will forget it.
Yeah, I understand. Anybody else?
I still have one left, but Dad, if you want to do one.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to try and reduce my stress, maybe? I don't know what I want to do with my other... my other action yet. You know, I do still have a level one harm. I am still recovering from pin swallowing surgery. What if the fucking ripples off of that one action really kind of wild. Gosh, I don't know. Dad, if you know anything, go ahead and do it.
I wanted to ask Juice a question.
Yeah.
Did Emmerich finish the second special project?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes. You did. You still have not told us what it is.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about that. Okay, I think he's going to participate in a fantasy bootfall, you know, his to relieve some stress because he's got quite a bit. This is towards the end of the season. All that's left is DFS, which is... demanded felony stealth. So he's going to try to do that first of all.
Roll dice equal to your lowest attribute rating.
And that's between insight, prowess, and resolve?
That's it.
I got zero in insight. How could that be? Since No, I'm sorry. Well, how could I have zero in insight when I have three dots in tinker?
Okay, so what you're looking at is you're looking at the points earned towards the next level of that.
Right.
But if you add them all together, right?
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, one, two. Okay, so that's five. The lowest would be in prowess because I only have one in that.
There
okay.
you go.
So I would just roll one die, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your weakest quality that is most enthralled to your vice. That's the narrative.
Okay. Ooh. Excuse-
I know. Isn't that good? I just read that. Nice work, John Harper.
Okay. So, Mr. Harper.
Mr. Harper.
You made a good game, Mr.
There's
Harper.
There's a telephone call at the front desk. Roll that beautiful bean footage, Dad.
I'm doing it. I'm trying to.
Roll your beans.
One click. Don't hold out on me now.
Roll it, big, beautiful boy.
I know that mouse. That mouse button gets heavy. So, oh, my goodness. Wait, no, Dad. You just.
Nope. You just rolled a six, apropos of nothing.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Dad just rolled the number six.
The number six.
Yeah, Dad. You can
now, that just essentially typed six.
That was my roll.
Did you roll a D6? Or the number six?
No, I think, no.
I typed in roll D6.
No, you typed rolling six.
And then it rolled a six.
Equals six.
Well, then, yay for me.
No, Mac.
You basically just typed six into the chat and then hit send.
I can't even make what he did happen.
You gamed the system.
Yeah, you just typed six then.
I don't even know how you did it.
Okay.
You got inside of the matrix.
Wait, I typed in / roll D6.
I think you might have left out the D.
No, I did not, because I just typed in. I did the exact
same
thing.
Watch the difference. Justin just did rolling D6, and I did roll six. Do you see the sort of syntactic difference?
Okay, but go up three where I rolled D6 again, and it gave me two.
Yes, because that's a die. You see, wrote rolling six in the first chat, not rolling D6.
And then I wrote roll two, and I got a two. Do you see? And now roll.
I just rolled 100,000.
Okay, guys, we got other stuff to do.
Roll.
Okay,
Travis.
Let's see. Dad, try this.
Oh no, that didn't work.
Click on the left side bar of roll 20. You'll see at the bottom of that there's a picture.
I know.
You just click one. Just click the D6.
All right. A 2.
But that's good, Mac. That's good because if you'd gotten too much,
you would have overindulged.
You would have overindulged. So 2's not bad. So go ahead and take 2 points of stress off.
Okay. And if I understand correctly, I have a full resolve.
Oh, okay, so yeah. You get to upgrade. You get to pick one of the four things underneath resolve to add a point in.
Yeah.
I'm going to add a point to a tune.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Okay. I know what I want my second action to be.
Yes.
I think acquiring an asset's a good call because we're about to go into a very high-paying, high-risk job. Any advantage I can give us there? So one of the assets I can acquire is a service. I want to hire a saboteur.
Ooh.
I want to hire somebody who can like knock out the power to Passion's Cove or something along the way, or cut the camera feeds or do something.
Okay.
And I assume that would not be impossible here.
No, we have a house full of people.
It doesn't even have to be somebody in the house, right? It could be some operator inside of the Buttercream.
Someone.
Okay. I mean, there's also plenty of PAs and grips around, and there's no way they're getting paid what they're worth.
That's
What do you want to do, Griff? It's your call. It's your asset. So
I want to find I want to find the sort of grungy-looking grip, the best boy key grip of this production, and try to commiserate with them.
Okay. You leave the Buttercream because we can be done there.
Yeah.
You leave the Buttercream and you see a guy with like a bald on top, but he's got the mullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That classic look. And he's got a black polo and black jeans and a black mustache. and turns around and says,
"Hey, how can I help you? I'm Douglas Manzetti."
Well, hey there, well, Douglas.
Shouldn't you be on the show?
Oh, we're on break, apparently. Scott had to take a 10-3. I don't even know what that means. Is it, I assume jerking it, but yeah, you know how it is.
I try not to speculate.
You been working in this field long?
Yeah. I used to be on Prison's Cove for years. This is a tough gig, though.
Tough one.
You see some real tough birds there. I've been on some other shoots around home hunters, where the people hunt other people in their home. You know.
Yes. Oh, I'm familiar. That one is beyond the pale, in my opinion.
I'm still talking to somebody about the online. You know.
Well, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to find some locally. It's hard, but you know.
Yes, and I assume you have certain sort of protections via the union, the grip union. No?
No, I mean, yeah, I do okay. Listen, this isn't about me. You got a show to get ready for. I'm sorry to keep chatting you up.
Oh, it's fine. I just wanted to compliment your work. I've been casting quite a few of these things now, and you run a tight ship.
Oh, great. Well, great, yeah. Thanks a lot.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Can I bribe you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's good to hear. So I thought that you might be a man who would cut through the bullshit.
I one might ponder why the 2 minutes of bullshit leading up to this part, but yeah, I sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a time, and then if you can just sort of, like, I don't know, yank out the main...
Ooh, Saturday, listen, I don't need, okay...
You are a professional. Okay, this is exquisite.
I just don't.
All right.
I don't. I don't come to your TV show and tell you how to squeeze people's butt cheeks or whatever y'all are doing over there. I'm not paying that close attention.
It is largely that, yes. Okay, I want to roll to acquire his
all
services.
All right, what is your cruise tier?
I mean, I'm a big fan of his movies. When he hangs off of the airplane.
No, I don't want a tier ranking of Tom Cruise movies. I need to know tier of your cruise.
What a hilarious misunderstanding.
What? This is good stuff. You won't get this, huh? What?
No, that's a zero.
I thought you were one.
I did too.
I'm looking
I've
at this.
I've got one marked.
What are you looking at, Griff?
I'm looking at Poppy's Pals. That can't be the name of our...
Yeah, that is the name of it.
And then we have Good Rep. We got, it looks like Stronghold, but we have no tier.
Yeah, because our rep hasn't filled up.
Hasn't leveled up yet.
Okay, yeah. Right. All right, tier zero.
Which means...
You're going to roll two and take the worst result.
Fuck. Go. Hey, I'll take that. 6 and a 4.
Yeah.
All right, Douglas Vanzetti has been nodding to you and giving you a thumbs up for the past 30 seconds, and it's just now that you're able to discern that, yeah, he does actually know what he's talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, Douglas Vanzetti will do what you want him to do at the time you want him to do it.
Okay. And he'll be just basic quality, essentially.
Yeah, it'll be a pretty good sabotage.
Okay, cool. All right. Do I pay him? I don't actually have to pay him.
No.
Money.
No, because you used your turn. You used your
you're
action
paying,
to do
it's
it.
Just like Travis with his gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, got
right?
it.
You're paying him money, but it's not spending okay. money.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And what was his name? Sorry.
Douglas Manzetti.
Douglas Manzetti. Okay, fantastic. I don't think we're going to ever steal anything from a television production again on the show,
nice
but you never
friends,
know.
Though.
And It's nice to have friends. Man, I wish I could travel back in time and show myself this character sheet with such notes on it as can find holes to the buttercream. Show that to anybody who hasn't listened to this season yet. I bet you that'll get them on board.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this. Yeah. A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
And yes. The elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No. It's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's
pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
That is my tempo.
Okay, now J.K., make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to TempoMeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a CAPTCHA. And "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to TempoMeals.com/adventure. That's TempoMeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
They can be anywhere, at your office, in your car, and they are wrong.
My mom says that the Gray House didn't exist, but she's wrong.
He just does it wrong.
Someone in your life is wrong about something. Something small, something weird, something vitally important. Only one person has the courage to tell them just how wrong they are.
You know what you did was wrong, but your daughter is a liar who eats garbage.
They call me Judge John Hodgman. Listen to me on the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
If someone in your life is doing you wrong, don't just take it. Take it to court. Submit your case at MaximumFun.org/JJHO.
Hi, I'm Alex Schmidt.
And I'm Katie Golden.
And we make Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, a podcast about why seemingly ordinary stuff is actually the title of the podcast.
Using tons of research, we take a joyful look at history and science and stories.
And jokes.
About the ordinary stuff in your life, because that's what makes those things amazing.
Also jokes.
So get excited about paperclips.
Get thrilled about pigeons.
Get all psyched up and running around the room about the Imperial System of Weights and Measurements.
For real, there's whole episodes about that stuff. Hear them anytime and hear new episodes Mondays at MaximumFun.org.
Does Dad have one more action?
What, no, do you, Dad?
No, I relieved stress and I did resolve.
I thought your resolve, you were already full. That wasn't an action. Yeah. That was just leveling up. That was just taking the point.
Yeah. Yeah, you still have one action.
Hmm. Okay.
You don't have to do anything. I mean, you do whatever you want.
I think he'll start a new long-term project.
Okay. What is it?
Are you going to tell us what this one is, or is it also going to be a sneaky secret?
Or a sneakret, as you might call it.
I think dad should only be allowed to have one secret.
Okay, agreed.
I feel like all dads should only be allowed to have one secret.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
Doesn't matter how doesn't matter how big it is?
Doesn't matter how big. Just the one, though.
What if that one big secret, the one that nobody can know, what if that's tied to a lot of other little secrets? Yes.
What if it's a big umbrella?
It's sort of the jingle block holding the whole together.
Sure, that's okay, right?
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Okay, well then.
Because sometimes you have to keep a lot of little secrets to keep that big secret going, and that's cool, right?
Those are
fine. Fine.
Okay, so how do I do the thing about training to raise one of these attributes?
You mark one XP in your playbook.
So yeah, one of those
or
attributes.
Two, if you train attune, command, consort, or sway, or rather, if you train resolve, you will get 2 points instead of one. Because our crew is. I explained this last time. Our crew is experienced in training resolve.
So yeah, Dad, you just mark one of those three attributes. You pick one and mark an experience point in it.
Okay, so between insight, prowess, and resolve,
yep.
Correct? Okay, I'm going to put one in insight.
Okay, we have a 5-second scene where Emmerich is staring at a colorful arrangement of dots, and then someone walks up behind him, pats him on the shoulder, and says,
"Oh no, I'm going to use my joke that I didn't use 2 weeks ago."
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Everybody, brace your asses.
You're gonna fucking lose your fucking mind.
I had a bit that I was building up to, so I hope.
Dad, you can introduce this canned and ready joke.
I've done a lot of different jokes with my brothers. If you ask them right now, they know with 100% certainty I will never.
It will never ever, come out.
I will never back
He'll
down.
Take
from
it
this.
To his grave.
Okay. He watches videos.
Yeah.
On Steeplechase book.
Uh huh.
And of Crystal with a K.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about steeplechase. Uh-huh. And that gives him a lot of insight into the world in which we live. Here
okay, now lay down that joke. Dad. So here now comes let's that hear joke. The joke.
That was the joke.
Oh,
Steeplechase book. See, oh. It's like Facebook.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That Steeplechase book.
And I think about sort of the sliding doors of history. Even the computer that lives in my watch was like, I'm not sure I understand that.
See, Chase book is like
No,
Facebook,
no, I get that.
And there's a Steel book. They have Steel book. So I kind of put
But just think about
Chase book.
Juice, was yours going to be Oh, man.
It was good, though.
90s kids would have loved it.
Ah, fuck!
I'm one of those.
Damn it!
I know you are.
I know you are.
But what am I?
Okay, everybody. Let's huddle up here. Let's move it up. Scott, if I could have you up here on the dais.
You've made your way over to the grinding gazebo. And the gazebo is kind of a misnomer. It's 4 or 5 times larger than your standard gazebo, which we all know is usually about 16 by 14.
Obviously.
Yeah, right.
This is big. It's laid out like a bedroom. And with a large, bed in the middle, lots of flowers.
Is it a gazebo for real where the sides are open?
Yes, it is.
Oh, beans.
That's bad for us.
Yeah.
We're just going to start the show here. Everybody comfortable? Everybody cool? Everybody having a good time?
Yes. Yes. Great time.
Good, good, good.
Having a great time.
Emmerich, you ready to shine? You seem a little intense.
This is me. I am intense, but that's when I shine.
I love that. It's so authentically you. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome. All right, mm-hmm. Scott, you ready, baby?
Yeah, and I sound like this.
Yeah. Me too. It was rough.
Now, J-Man. It has been established that there are no cameras in the grinding gazebo. Everyone knows that. That's fact at this point.
Yeah.
But with open sides, are there cameras pointed at the grinding gazebo?
I mean, currently, yeah.
Oh, beans. Okay. Hey, Greg, just to check in, usually in my experience during these kinds of scenes where there's a one-on-one with a contestant and the primo hunk, then you usually have like a B thing going on of all the other contestants talking or doing a challenge or just kind of like playing in the pool or something. Do you want us to stage like a, let's do like an arm wrestling challenge or we're going to have a GoldenEye tournament or something?
I'm sorry. So what are you asking?
Do you want something that you can cut back and forth to?
B-roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have stuff going on in the house for sure. I think we got some cool board games for you guys to check out.
You got Catan? What? Chris Catan?
Do you have Chris Catan?
Settlers of Chris Catan?
I try to build the longest Corky Romano.
That's stupid.
Hi, everybody. I'm Crystal Howell, and welcome back to Passions Cove. We're so excited for our primo hunk, Scott Boldflex, to finally get a little quality time with his current man crush, Emmerich Dreadway. No, not Emmerich Dreadway. Fuck it. What's your dumb...
Something.
Omar Flat Fanny.
With his main crush, Omar Flat Fanny. Mm. Scott, are you ready to shine?
Yeah, I wailed on my pecs for like an hour, so it's going to be a pretty choice sesh, and my calluses are warmed up too, and he cracks his knuckles. Gross.
And, Omar, how are you feeling? You ready for the big night?
Yes. Bring on the ribaldry.
All right.
And then, Scott, who was, there's a gate going to the end of the gazebo. That Scott is standing behind. It looks wrought iron, but you can tell it's probably foam. And there is a keyhole there that you could tell is kind of shaped to accommodate your musical note.
Emmerich takes the musical note and inserts it into that space.
When you
solved his puzzle.
Yes, very very good, Mac. No, when you do, the gate pops open and you've got easy access to Scott Boldflex, who...
Yeah, he does.
What? Yeah. And he says, okay, hold on, I think we need a little privacy. And he pushes a button on one of the supports and what appears to be some sort of thick canvas sheeting
comes down, automatically lowered from the holders above the openings in the gazebo, and basically covers the entirety of the gazebo in this thick canvas.
It's going to get really hot in there.
You bet it is. So Scott leads you. Scott kind of flounces himself onto the bed. He says, "So you ready? Hop aboard."
May I just
listen?
Take all this in. I may I look at you?
Yeah, but just hop. You got to hop on. You know how this works.
We're going to hop on the bed.
Yeah, Scott's already on the bed. He's patting like.
Come on, this is what you've worked so hard for.
Very, very well. And he sits down on the bed, one cheek.
You hear a click over the edge. You hear a click cheek. As soon as that happens. And the bed and the large, what you thought was a red yarn rug that the bed was sitting on, begin to descend into the floor.
Just hold on a sec.
Wait.
Just give it 1 sec. The cameras can still get the audio. 1 sec.
Okay. And the bed comes to a stop, and you're in what looks to be a regular living room, sort of a plaid couch and a large TV and an armchair and some end tables. The only sort of odd part is that the walls are just sort of barren concrete.
Okay, so awesome. Congratulations. This is, you did it. Your room is over there. And he points to a doorway leading out to one of the side rooms connected to this main living area. And I'm over here. Congratulations, I guess. Let me know if you want to hit the gift shop. There is an exclusive gift shop just for, winners. So that's pretty cool. But otherwise, I'm just going to chill in my room if that's cool by you.
Wait, what is going on? What happened?
You won. You did it. This is.
What did I win?
Yeah, I mean, you won the note, and then we came down here in the grinding gazebo, and that's it.
What happened to the grinding? And where are we?
Okay, you didn't think... Okay. This is weird, because most people do a lot of research. They know what the deal is. I mean, even with the no-cameras thing, people talk. But this is... the point is that you won, right? And then you get to hang out here tonight. Did you just think we would, huh? That's wild. That's wild.
Scott, is it Scott? Scott, right?
Yeah, it's Scott.
Scott, I am extremely confused.
Okay, what part is confusing? You're on the show, Passions Cove. The whole show is that, right? You're competing. Oh, will you win his affections? And you did. I was going to say good, but I think I meant to say weird. But you did win, which is cool, and that worked on me. But that's it. That's the whole experience. It's only a 48-hour thing. So, not everybody gets to win though. That's pretty cool. It's like a 1 out of 9 chance. So that's cool. But this is pretty much just it. We kind of wait down here tonight.
I see.
Do you want to see around? Do you want me to show you around?
No. Would it be all right with you if I recorded this for my vlog?
There's no audit, no recording at all. That they're like super. That is one thing they're super strict about.
I see. All right. Emmerich is going to use his ghost mind to determine if this is indeed a hard light construct. If Scott is indeed a hard light construct.
You don't need to do the ghost mind to do that. You know that, I think, is that not what, I mean, you can
that's
just,
what ghost mind is.
That's what ghost
yeah,
mind
it means
is.
Intuitively.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Okay.
Right.
No, you're right. I was thinking give a ghost.
So he really turns his gaze on Scott to determine if he really is a hard light projection.
This is so, like, I appreciate that you were, like, leaning into the role, but this isn't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. It's not all there, you know what I mean? Because this isn't gonna happen.
Okay, I'm gonna take a gamble here.
He is a hard light construct.
All right. Then,
were you implying there, Justin, that when they built this hard light construct, they did not include Scott's genitalia?
I don't know, Travis. I guess authorship is really shared between writer and reader.
Okay.
In the margins is where the real story is.
In the margins is where you find the genitalia.
That said, the genitalia is between the margins.
I want to take a step away from Scott and Omar
to check in on Beef and Montrose. What are you all? You see the shutters go up, and that's really the last thing you see. You probably hear some of the mechanisms of the bed lowering down, but you have no idea what is happening there. What are you? What are you all doing after this? Because obviously there's some downtime for you. What are you doing?
I would say, especially knowing now that we have this palm tree exit hatch thing, and I know where Imric and Scott are, and we know where the guitar is. So I think Beef is probably setting himself up to be interference between, like, where all the production people are in, like, the trailer and in that area and that escape hatch. So kind of closer between them and the gazebo to run interference should an alarm or such be raised.
Are they filming right now? Like, are we on camera again?
It's a good question. I don't know what there would be to... I mean, I hadn't planned on that, but if you want
to... No, that's fine. No, I'm glad.
I mean, I think we could. I feel like it's towards the end of a long shooting day, so probably we wouldn't have another scene. The people are around, right? Like, you can talk to somebody if you want to, but I wouldn't think it's like, you know, it's not actively a scene.
I'm going to lean on my newfound reckless nature here. I think that Montrose has been curious about Kenshel Denton's presence here since Imric first spotted his trailer. And knowing that he is currently shooting another show at the moment makes Montrose think that there is an opportunity here to do some snooping, some future crime, perhaps. Okay. So I would like to start making my way over toward Kenshel Denton's trailer.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's cut back down to you, Omar, Imric. What do you want to do?
Talk to Scott. He's still in the room, right?
Yeah, he's watching TV. But he doesn't seem to be, like, focused on any one thing, if that makes sense. The TV's on, but he's just sort of looking at it. But he doesn't seem to be watching it.
Okay.
You guys struggle with how much stuff like that to say as a DM when you're worried that anything people will think is a clue or something?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
I want to put color in the world, but I don't want it to be like, maybe he just has, you know, a key-shaped butthole, and I'm just saying that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like... Sure. Not like the place you should put the keys.
Dad,
he has a
key-shaped butthole.
Got it.
And I know it's canon now.
Yeah. Pardon me, Scott. I'm.
What's up?
I just could we converse for just a moment?
Yeah, for sure. What's up?
And I think that he, Emmerich's going to try to attune to Scott with these words.
Dad, just to give you a hint, I think if you're trying to find it, I think amber is probably the color of his energy.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
amber color of energy.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Emmerich's going to try to attune. And because his ultimate goal is to find the prism,
yeah,
of Scott's.
And the wonderful prism of Scott.
Here he is. Well, he's just not sure how self-aware Scott is. I think he's going to talk to Scott and in an attempt to try to attune to him. Scott, do you feel like you're a good entity? Fred and Betty both feel like you are good, that you are...
That's so cool. And that's choice. That's the rents for you, though, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you are? Are you...
Yeah. I mean, I do a great job. I don't know if you saw how horny everybody was in there, but they're getting pretty worked up. And that is my M.O.,
And
to get people sort of horny and worked up. So I feel like in that sense, I'm very, very good.
And you feel like you
Did you know that stands for modus operandi? I read it in Reader's Digest last week.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Such a cool toilet mag if you're into that.
Well, laughter is the best medicine.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And you ever check out Humor in Uniform? Oh. I don't really get any of those.
Expand your word power?
Yeah, oh boy.
That's where I learned about mellifluous.
I shouldn't have brought this up with an old man. I'm feeling like I'm going to talk about it too much now.
Oh, no.
Pretend I never said anything.
Okay, we'll change the subject. Do you feel you are one of a kind? You are original, that there's nobody quite like you?
I'm a copy of the last dude they had doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like a copy of him.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm probably a lot like him. I kind of put my own flavor on it, I like to think, sure. My own spin.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know.
And you don't have any close. You don't have any problem with that. You don't feel like that's kind of an infringement on him and his personality and who he is?
Hold on. Let me think. No. And I think that he must have been pretty chill with it, because I'm pretty chill with it. So he probably wasn't super, bothered about AI rights, if that's even a thing.
Yeah, he's not super chill with it, Scott.
Well, not now. Yeah, not now. He's like, they got rid of him, put me in there. Nice.
Yeah, but he still lives. He's not. He's not dead. He's still alive.
Is he one of the contestants here?
No.
Which one is he?
He's not.
Okay. Well, then what's the? I don't know. What do you want from me, man?
He feels like you are unfair to him. Feels like your existence is cashing in on what he. Originally created and was, and he's very, very unhappy with that. In a way, he's actually more of a father to you than even Fred and Betty are parents to you.
Let me ask you, Dad. At this, you said you wanted to attune with this, but attuning for you is going to require... Like, that's not just something you can do with words, right? You have gear that you would need to specifically use if you want to attune in a technical sense. If you're just talking, you can also, like, sway a hard light projection. But if this is, like, you using your technical know-how, you're going to have to use some tools, I think. Which I'm mentioning only not to break up the flow of the conversation, but I just don't want you to think that there's going to be a point that through conversation, Scott's going to, like... Or break down. Or
okay,
something.
Then I'm going to use the Give a Ghost projector to attune to him.
What's that?
This?
Yeah.
This is a kind of an interesting device that kind of.
Oh, you want to check my thetans? Yeah, I know about that, but I don't think it would work on
me. I mean, I'm open to it. I like to think of myself as kind of a wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I live here only and never leave, but like I'm kind of a wanderer.
Right.
So I'm like open to it.
Well,
but good. It's not really my thing.
Okay. Well, but you, I'm going to use this to inspect your thetans. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try it. Whatever. Yeah. Sure. Why not? Okay.
All right. So I am going to do a tune.
Go for it, man. Let me start you off. Ba 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 ba.
I get it.
Yeah, you're gonna do a tune.
It's con-
you know what I mean?
A tune. Oh, that's good. Controlled.
Be real careful about how you react to bad jokes, Mac. You wouldn't want to set a bad precedent, would you?
No, I just think
to be a. Yeah. We want it to be a nice, welcoming environment for duds, don't we, Mac?
Well, it sounds so familiar to me. It's like I can hear myself speaking back to me.
Whose fault is that?
You and your genetics.
It's your genetics, pal.
You started it.
All right.
You had these stupid genes first.
Controlled. Standard?
Yeah.
Okay. This is very important, so I'm gonna push it. So stress. So that'll be all in all, 4 die will be rolling.
Wow, okay.
Please.
6, 4, 6, 5.
Wow. That's a crit.
Nice. That's a crit, Dad. That's a crit. Scott, ooh. Scott, you see something sort of change in his eyes, and you think you can see rings of light spinning behind him in a way that almost looks like the boot up light on a PC. You can see him looking at you, and he's stopped talking. He's just sort of sitting there, silent.
Scott.
What's up? Hey, yeah, hi. What's up?
Where is your generating prism?
Oh, yeah, right here in this area. He points to, like, his, right in the middle of his sternum. Beneath, at the bottom of his rib cage, sort of central. Yeah, it's right here.
Scott, would you allow me to take a look at it?
You can look at it. It's pretty much all you can see. It's like just me. I mean, you can't see it. It's inside me.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that, by the way, man. If I could show you, I absolutely would.
Scott, I need you to go somewhere with me.
Where? There's only these rooms, man.
No, Scott. There's a whole world out there that you could be impressing with your Scottness, with your presence. And I think I have a way to introduce you to so much more of the world where you can interact with people on a regular basis. And I'm talking a lot of people, Scott, that you can come in contact with, that you can grow from the experience, that you can learn from.
Whoa.
Not just a handful of people on an island of strangers, practically, who don't care anything about you, just care about winning a prize.
You're right.
Instead, you can meet people and have contact with them.
Yes. Yes, I love that. What do you need?
I need you to give me your prism.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he puts a finger to the middle of his chest and sort of slides it down about an inch. And you see this, like, piercing, staticky light. What has happened is his flesh has pulled apart a little bit, and you can see the prism inside of him. It doesn't seem to be causing him any pain. He's kind of showing you. What do you do?
I'm amazed at it.
Are you okay?
I'm gonna reach for it.
Okay.
Yeah, man, go for it.
So,
that moment,
get him, Justin.
Fuck him up, Justin.
Come on, melt him.
At that moment, there's a deafening clatter behind you, Imric. You're so dialed into it, you don't see it coming. But when you turn, you see an animatronic judge in a raggedy robe holding two silver hammers. And he sings,
"The law of the crown is that Emmerich Dreadway must die."
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.